Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, taking a look now at the third and fourth and fifth and sixth items that are on our list back on the Mishnah Chavtet Amud Bet of those things of the Akum, which are Asurim V'Isuram Isur Hana'ah. The third thing is Cheres Hadriani, literally Hadrian's ceramic. What is that? So let's see, my Hadriani. Some ceramic that is associated with Hadrian. Ki atar of Demiamar, so we hear the story. Karka v'tula hayta shelo avada adam me'olam. So when Hadrian would conquer some territory that had never been settled or never been worked before, avda unita'a, he worked it over, he had it plowed and he had it planted with a vineyard. V'ramile l'chamra begulfei chivri umaitzilu l'chamrayu. He would then take the grapes of that, and he would take the wine and put them into ceramic flasks, white ceramic flasks, and squeeze out all of the wine. Umit berluhu b'chaspi, and then they would break them into pieces. V'daru b'hadayu, and then the soldiers would carry them with them. V'chalheicha d'matu taruluhu v'shatu. Everywhere they would go, they would take this very, very thickly soaked piece of ceramic, dip it into water, soak it, and they'd be able to drink wine. Meshuban Levi. Our best wine is like a third level soaked wine of theirs. That's how strong the soak was. And that's why it's prohibited. Interesting question. There's an Isur Hana'ah. Can you use these pieces of ceramic, these shards, to prop up a bed? And this is the issue. When you have something that's Asur Hana'ah, and you want it to exist for some other reason, the problem here is the wine. You don't care about the wine. Is it mutar or asur? So Toshma, let's see. To Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan had the following disagreement. Chad asar v'chad shari, and the halacha seems to be like the one who said it's asur, meaning that you're not allowed to do it, which seems to indicate that when something's asur banha, you can't use it for any sort of use, even if that use has nothing to do with the generator of the isur hanot. So Meitave, watch this challenge. Hadrudin v'akru k'va'ot. These are different kind of skins and flasks. Shalov de kochavim and yain sheyisrael kanus bahen, and there's Yisrael's wine in it. Asur b'shtiyah mutar b'hana'ah. You're allowed to get hana'ah from it. Ha'ed Shimon ben Guda l'fin ben Osher megamliel or megamliel. So this Shimon ben Guda testified in front of megamliel's son, megamliel, who's probably megamliel zalkin, sheshatam meno be'ako, that he actually drank from these things. V'lo hodulo min chachamim. Either they didn't agree with the report. That's where it probably plays out, or else they didn't agree with Gamliel. In any case, no dochel of dekochavim. This is the part we care about. The wineskins from Gamliel. You're not allowed to make them a saddle blanket, let's say, for a donkey, which means that even though the skins, the fact that there are surbana is generated by the wine doesn't make a difference to the blanket. Nonetheless, you can't do it. Here it's where you want something else besides the wine, and nonetheless it's asur. But for the tamech, look at the earlier part of the report. You shouldn't be able to set to buy these casks that we had in the first part. So why are the skins dealt with differently than the casks? The reality is that it's mutar, and here there's a precaution, because what if your wine skin breaks or cracks apart, and so what happens is you're going to then take this wineskin to cover, to patch as a patch and cover it up, and then you really have yain nesach there. Well, the manda, so that supports the position that rotsebe kuma devar cher mutar, right? That really it's mutar, and here the problem with the wineskin is a local precaution. Well, the manda rotsebe kuma devar cher asur, but according to the position that says it's asur when the hana'ah is incidental, maishna kankanim de sharu, why are kankanim mutar? There the Isur is not even around. In other words, there's a taste in the walls. Here that's a wine-soaked piece of shard that you're using. Now, Voloho Dulo, in the report about the Shemen Guda, they said they didn't agree with him. They didn't assent that Rami Gamliel drank. Or Guda. Notice it's spelled a little differently. And in this report, they agreed with Rishim and Guda that Rishim and Gamliel drank. So, my loho dulo de kamar hatam. So, there's two ways to answer this. In the first braito, it says loho dulo means kol siato, meaning everybody around didn't agree. Well, beno modile, his son agreed. And the second version is referring to his son. Yeah, he agreed that father did drink from that. Guda with an aleph was one guy, Guda with an ayin was a different guy. And what happened is, the first time that Rishim ben Guda with an aleph came and gave the report, nobody agreed. The second guy, the time it was confirmed by another Rishim ben Guda, spelled differently, a different fellow, then they agreed, it must have happened. Okay, the next thing on the list is orot levavuin, literally staked pelts. Tanarban ezo or levuv, what is that? Kol shekarua keneged halev. So evidently, they would tear the heart out of an animal while the animal was alive as part of the ritual. So if you see a rip in the pelt, right corresponding on the thorax, where the heart is, kadur kamin arban, it's open like a window, yesh alav korata masur. If there's also a blood stain, then it's asur, because that means it was ripped out while it was alive. Ein alav korata, if not, then mutar. Marvuna lo shanu ela shalom malcho. By the way, this is only true if you didn't salt the pelt. Malcho, asur, but if you salted it, then it's still asur, even if there's no wine stain, blood stain, because Ema malcho hevarato. It must be that the salt removed it. So in the Mishnah, Mishnah Gamliel says, this is only a problem if the rip is round. Mashuch mutar, but if it's rectangular, it's mutar, because their ritual was to do it in a round rip. That's the halacha. Abaya halacha mechlau the pligus. So Abaya asked Rav Yehuda. Asked Rav Yosef, sorry. When you say halacha mishum gamliel, does that mean that the chacham disagreed with him? Maybe in our mishum gamliel is simply clarifying what the chacham said. Amalei ma'inaf galachmina. So Rav Yosef said to him, Abaya, what do you care? In the meantime, that's still the halacha, whether mishum gamliel was a lone voice of any rule like him, or it was a consensus. Amalei gemara, smarta tahe. Abaya said, no, I'm learning gemara. I really want to understand it. What is it supposed to be, like some sort of a song or something? I'm supposed to understand what's going on, and therefore I want you to explain to me whether or not they disagreed. Okay, the next item is basar nechnas levodat kochavim. So we have, just to look back at the Mishnah, meat that's going on its way into the temple of Avodah Zarah is mutar, and meat that comes out is asur. People going to an Avodah Zarah place, it's asur to do business with them, but on their way out, it's mutar. So the thought there, because they're inverse. Now, basar nechnas levodat kochavim, mutar. Man Tana, who's that Tana who says that? I'm Rav Chiya bar Abba Yochanan lo Rabbi Eliezer. It's not in accordance with Rabbi Lazar. So Eika Rabbi Lazar Hamar Stamach Shem Rav Dei Kochavim Avodot Kochavim means the default intent of a pagan is for paganism. So when he shechts an animal, we have to assume it's for pagan rites, and therefore when he shechted this meat that he's now bringing, we have to assume it's already Tikrovat Avodah Zarah and Aser. So our Tana evidently doesn't agree with that, because meat that's on its way in is mutar. Vayotzei asur. Why mneshu ki zivchei metim? The Mishnah says that it's like zivchei metim, like korbanot of the dead. My time, what's that? Efshar delekati korban avodat kochavim. The answer is, because even if this meat wasn't used for sacrificial purposes, somewhere in that building there was. Now, we'll see what that means. Man Rabbi Yehuda Meteri. It follows Rabbi Yehuda Meteri. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Meteri omer minayin leti korban avodat kochavim shemetame ba'ohel. Wild statement that the something that's offered to avodah zarah is matami ba'ohel, which means if you're in the same building, under the same roof, you're tami like tumat meit. How do we know that? We saw this already in the beginning of this whole sugya with the Na'yai Nesech, that avodah zara is like being connected to a meit. Ma meit matami ba'ohel, fa'ati korban avodah kochavim matami ba'ohel. So just like a meit is matami ba'ohel, same thing with offerings to the heathen gods. And therefore, if you have meat that goes into the temple, it's right away tamei because it's tumat ohel, even if the meat wasn't used for sacrificial purposes itself. Now, ha'ochin le'tarput, but on the other hand, we say the people who are going to the festival, assuming that same tatum, and you're not allowed to do business with them, but the people who are coming back, you are. Amar Shmuel, why? Oved, kochav me'olech le'tarput, balicha asur, why? Da'azal umodi kami avod kochavim. He's going to go and give thanks. It's like the beginning of our Masechet. He's going to go and give thanks to his God for the business that he just successfully did. So you don't want to enable that. B'chazaram mutar. But on the way back, it's mutar. Why? Ma'ida havehave. He's already gone. He's not going to turn around and go back. But on the other hand, Yisrael alecha taput. Let's say, lo aleinu, there's a Yisrael who's going to this pagan festival. Balicha mutar. On the way, it's mutar. Why? Doma hadar bevelo azal. Maybe you'll engage him in business, and he'll see that he's doing well, and he'll decide not to go, so you could actually save him from that. B'chazara asur, but on the way back it's asur. Why? Kaman da'avik ba mehadar hadar azil. It's an interesting statement. Once the Yisrael is gone there, he's already locked into that cult. and he's going to stay there and he's going to go back. He can't do business with him. We have a bright that says that in Israel, in either direction, it's Asur. Even on the way there, you're not allowed to do business. That's talking about Israel, who himself is a Mumar, meaning he's already a member of the cult. He's going to go in any case. No way you're going to stop him, and therefore, all you're going to do is strengthen his resolve by having him complete a successful business deal before he gets there. Tana Rabbanan, Oved Kochavim Haolech Liyarid. If you have a goy who's going to a fair, Bein Balichav Mechazara Mutar, whether he's on his way or on his way back, you're allowed to do business with Israel or Lechirid. If it's Israel, Balichav Mutar Mechazara Asur. On the way back, you're not allowed to do business. So, Maishta Israel. Why do we say that with Israel you can't do business when he comes back? Because the reason we say it is because he must have sold some Avodah Zorah. So what does he have with him? Money that's the benefit of Avodah Zorah, and you're going to do business with that. So why didn't he say the same thing? He has money from Avodah Zorah benefits. The answer is, we'll say, he probably went to sell his clothes or sell wine or sell other stuff. Yisrael nami nema emor glima zavin chamer zavin. Why didn't it say the same thing about the Yisrael? The answer is ita da avile hachavim mazbinle. If the Yisrael had clothes or wine to sell, he would have sold it here. Why did he go there away from us? Because he wants to sell his avodah zarah, and that's what it must be. In the meantime, the non-Jew has no reason to sell here. He'll sell there, and it's regular commodity. Okay, we said rabbain mutarin. The group of non-Jews that's coming back from the temple, you're allowed to do business with them. That's only if they're not in a group. There's a bunch of them coming back together. Asurin, why? Then it's clear that they're going to go back. There's one guy leaving on his own, so then he might not be going back, and therefore you can do business with him. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We're going to pick up with Nodot Hayayin, Kan Kanehem, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.